This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to dig into ourselves. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, here to bring you some joy, thought-provoking conversation. This is not for everybody, although I wish it were. I know that there are people who, when they listen to our conversations, whether it be on the air live or whether it be the follow-up podcasts, some of these things are contrary to people and their beliefs, which is okay. As long as you don't criticize or insinuate that people are anything other than genuinely interested in this material, I certainly am, and I take kindly to people who support my interest in it, even if they don't really have an interest in it. I think it's really hard to criticize other people and their points of view when you don't really understand it. It's easy to be honest. But there are a lot of people who just say, oh, well, they don't agree with me, so therefore they're not worth paying attention to. Not the case with me. I've always been a curious sort, and I believe more and more every day in the hidden powers that I have and that you have, and the things that we ought to be expressing, maybe exploring, looking into, and thus the reason for the person who is going to spend the next half hour talking with us. Ingrid Fittell Lee is the author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. That is, as far as I'm concerned, an understatement. Ms. Lee, welcome to Your Hidden Power.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what do we take away from the meaning of the word joy or joyful? When I first saw that you were going to be on, the first thing that came to my mind was Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, which is a hymn I learned in church when I was a kid. And You probably, maybe, do you know the hymn I'm talking about, Joyful, Joyful?
I don't know that one.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It is kind of as it would sound to most joyful. It's a happy song. I think the word joy, you know, there are so many words in our language. We have such an interesting language that actually are what they sound like. The word joy. It is.
Yes.
Isn't it? Do you know what
it
I mean?
Is joyful. It
yeah.
is joyful. Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. And, you know, I think as a culture, we are, we're obsessed with happiness. And that's the thing that we often focus on. And happiness, from a scientific perspective, happiness can be quite vague. It's something we measure over time. And it's sort of a broad evaluation of how we feel about our lives. So it includes things like how we feel about our work and how we feel about our relationships, and you know, even our genetics play into how happy we feel. And sometimes, you know, we're not even sure if we are feeling happy or not. But joy is much simpler and more immediate. And I think that, you know, is why the word joy just feels joyful, because joy is really about small moments. We find them in the course of our day. And what psychologists would define, the way that psychologists define joy, is an intense momentary experience of positive emotion. And we measure it through direct physical expression. So things like smiling and laughter and, you know, maybe in church, if you jump up and down and you have that feeling of elation, all of that, those are ways that we can measure the feeling of joy. And so while we often are sort of focused on this broader idea of happiness, and we think, I'll be happy when, you know, this happens, I'll be happy when I get a promotion, joy is actually right there all the time.
So is it an end result, or is it the journey?
I think it's very much the journey. I think often that's it's a great question because it speaks to exactly this distinction that I think often we're focused on the idea that happiness is in our future and we're working toward it and one day we'll get there. And sometimes we sort of realize that we've been doing all these things that are supposed to make us happy and they don't actually do it. Whereas joy is very much about appreciating the small moments that happen along the way. And they can be very, very small, you know, a beautiful sunset or playing with your kids or a dog there are so many sort of small moments that happen in the day to day that can create this feeling of joy.
So we live in an era, Ingrid, if I may call you Ingrid, of over-evaluation. People are looking for satisfaction in their lives, and perhaps that adds or ends up in joy or adds to your joy. Satisfaction, as you put it when we got started, whether it's at work or whether your relationships or what you do in your spare time, all of those things are important. But are we examining? It seems to me that everything is an examination, and we are trying to help people find the space in which they can have the best life. And it really is that simple, although you get into a lot of research from neuroscientists and psychologists and that sort of thing. Biology is part of this. Was it hard for you to kind of boil this all down?
What I would say is that your point about, you know, we're examining everything, I think that we have been taught to believe that joy is something that we're supposed to find within us. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the self-help industry and the, you know, happiness literature that we find is focused on introspection and meditation and questioning, and those things are important practices. But I think what has been ignored for so long is the world around us and our connection to the world around us. And so when I started digging into this, and I really didn't go looking for this, I'm a designer by background. I was in design school, and I had a professor who made an offhand comment. He said that, you know, the work that I had designed gave him a feeling of joy. And I thought, well, that's weird, because I've, you know, had the same bias as I think, you know, is sort of rampant in our culture, where I thought joy is something that comes from within. It's not something that, you know, comes from these ordinary material objects. What is the connection there? How do tangible things relate to this intangible feeling of joy? And when I started to get into it, I realized that psychology as a field has really focused on the internal and has ignored the relationship between our minds, our emotions, and our environments, our surroundings. But there is actually a lot of research that shows that there is a profound connection. I mean, in my work and in putting together the book Joyful, I looked at over 200 studies that show a connection between our surroundings and our emotions. So the research is there. It's just sort of, as you point out, it's scattered through biology, anthropology, psychology, neuroscience. It's scattered in many different disciplines.
Well, I think that I'm not arguing the case. I just found in my own experience that going inside to understand what was going on with me was a way to find out what the impact is of all these external things. You can have impact from external things, but if you don't know how to really, sometimes you get stuck in a pattern and the same things repeat themselves, and that's because you haven't figured out inside of you how to break the pattern. That's at least the way I look at it. Maybe people look
No question. I think that those practices are extremely important. I think what I'm trying to say is that the world of psychology has really ignored the way that our surroundings can influence us. So, mm-hmm. for example, you know, if you look at research on workplaces, there's a study that shows that people working in more colorful work environments are more joyful, friendly, confident, yes, and alert, yeah, than those working in drab spaces. So yeah, that's not to say that we shouldn't do these introspective things, but that we should also be paying attention to the way that our environments affect us. And I think there are many people out there who have been taught that, you know, when they find themselves drawn toward color or flowers, you know, I know many women who won't even buy themselves flowers because it feels like an indulgence. And yet, you know, there's research that shows that flowers and greenery and nature improve our mood and also improve memory. And so there are all these sort of unconscious connections between our environment and our emotions and well-being. And none of that has been discussed and certainly not looked at as a body of research before.
Yeah. Ingrid Fetel-Lee is with us. The book is called Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. Is that what you're looking for? I think I'm looking for it. You got to be nuts not to be looking for real happiness. 16 past the hour. This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice about a way to be joyful, to be happy. The anti-aging health movement is really at work all around us. It's in full swing. You probably want to eat well because you want to live a healthy life, but maybe you haven't found a way to get things like really good organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day. It is hard because of Monsanto and all of the crap that's around in the regular food system. So now Texas Superfood comes along, big company in a big state with a big idea. Texas Superfood, creating a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables you can find, mixed with powerful enzymes that are natural and probiotics that are natural, engineering the whole kit and caboodle in this fabulous product, Texas Superfood. And they've been around for 20 years. Why don't you know about them? Well, they've had a sort of an exclusive hold in a certain market. Now they want to go broad, and there's a good reason for them to, because this is a time when people are not getting good food. And if you want, like I do, to get 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables every day, yes, you heard me correctly, 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables every day in the powder form or in the capsule, go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55. That's 855-TEXAS-55 or online at TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
Come on! We see it every day. They cut you off and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
All right, so this whole business of joy, finding joy, things that we see around us. I'll tell you, one of the things that I love to see, Ingrid, is a rainbow. I love looking at that. I wrote a little sentence to a friend of mine that I love about rainbows and what that meant, because I saw a rainbow on her birthday, and I thought that was God's way of wishing her a happy birthday. What do you think of that?
Understandable. I mean, a rainbow is one of the most joyful things we can see. And of course, it's this experience of seeing bright color in an unexpected place, and something that I call abundance. So you see multiple colors at once. It's something that's very rare in nature. And so, of course, it's something that's immediately attractive to us because we see this collection of bright colors all at once.
So That's a fabulous lead into another discussion that I want to have with you, the whole concept of abundance and how that plays into joy, understanding that abundance is just not about money. Let's talk about that as we continue here on Your Hidden Power.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Continuing on Your Hidden Power, the success of this program and the subsequent podcast, if you look at yourhiddenpowershow.com, which is where you find the podcast, number 67 is a bit of information about the way energy works for all of us at different ages. We have poet, mystic guide, and author Deirdre Haidt on the current podcast, podcast number 67. And this is a way for us to talk about what happens when your life is changed by some energy, some event. In this case, Ms. Haidt had her mother diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. It happened that the author was 16 at the time. They began developing a method of healing based on divine light, and it helped her mother live 13 years longer than was expected to be the case. So if you'd like to get to the bottom of that, how it worked, find out about radiance healing, radiance meditation as a form of energy healing, mystical wisdom. It's based on the Kabbalah, actually, the Tree of Life concept. So you'll find that in the current Your Hidden Power show, number 67. Find that, plus our conversations with Mary O'Malley and Maria Trilogy and Uri Geller, all of those coming up. It's all at yourhiddenpowershow.com. That's how you find the podcast, only at yourhiddenpowershow.com, where the information we're getting this week from Ingrid Vitale-Lee will appear next week. She's the author of Joyful, The Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. What do people most misunderstand about the term and the concept of abundance, do you think, Ingrid?
Well, I think as a culture, we think about abundance in terms of accumulation. And so, you know, we've had Marie Kondo come through and tell us about, you know, finding joy in letting go of things. And I think sometimes we think of abundance as the opposite of that, right? We just, abundance is like accumulating a lot of stuff. And maybe accumulating a lot of wealth, as you alluded to before. And when I first started to study joy, one of the things that I noticed is that, you know, as I was asking people about the things that brought them joy, I found that things like the rainbow you mentioned, things like confetti and polka dots and things that sort of have this sense of abundance were common. And I was trying to understand, you know, if this is joy, if abundance is joyful, first of all, why? And I think that it has to do with there's an evolutionary preference for abundance, right? We evolved in a world where scarcity was dangerous and abundance meant survival. And so when we have, you know, when we see, I call it the kid in the candy store aesthetic, when we see lots of something spread out before us, when you see a full buffet or a potluck, that gives us this feeling of joy. It's sort of satiates us on a, soothes us on a very unconscious level. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be about accumulating a lot of stuff. And as I sort of dug into this research, I realized that what is really important is not material abundance, but sensorial abundance. We find joy in an abundance of sensations. Mm. And that doesn't have to mean a lot of stuff.
I'm listening to you, and it's like we're on the same page, kindred spirits. Synchronicity brought me around to thinking the same things you just, at the same time you expressed them, I was thinking about all of the things that we experience that bring us joy that use the five regular powers. So in order to get to the sixth hidden power, we use all five for joy. What you see, what you touch, what you taste, what you feel, what you hear. All of those sensations do have the ability to bring us so much joy. I know a lot of people can say, well, the same sensations give me horror as well. Well, that's because that's the way you want to pick it up that way. Fine. But I was thinking about why people get excited about fireworks, for example. It seems to, or going to a baseball game or seeing a baby smile and the first words. I mean, any of these things that require our regular senses bring us to the fifth, to the sixth sense, don't you think?
The joy comes in through our senses. That is where it begins. And if we tune into that, it's one of the most powerful ways that we have of finding more joy in daily life.
Yeah, colors, all that stuff. All right, so at the website, aestheticsofjoy.com, aestheticsofjoy.com, we can get the book there or you get it at Amazon. Joyful, the Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness. The book is available at both your website and on Amazon, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, this is cool. Thank you for having us think this way. I think you have brought us a lot of joy. Ingrid Fattel Lee, the book is called Joyful, Surprising Power of Ordinary Things to Create Extraordinary Happiness at aestheticsofjoy.com.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJ V Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I had the same problem. Well, I tried everything, but nothing worked until I got My Pillow. And now I get a great night's sleep every single night, and you can too. My favorite thing about My Pillow is that it's made with 100% cotton, it's machine washable and dryable, and it will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Back by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. The buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. That is their absolute best deal. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the company that owns the limousine that crashed on Saturday afternoon in upstate New York, killing 20 people, had been cited at least four times in recent years for the condition of some of its vehicles. The crash, called the worst in America since 2009, happened at an intersection next to Lauren Kirby's country store.
The intersection used to be different before, and there were accidents before, but never anything like what's happened in the last few years, and especially yesterday.
She was speaking on Fox News. 18 of the dead were in the vehicle heading for a birthday party. Two pedestrians also killed. The NTSB says the driver didn't stop at the intersection, but so far they don't know why. He took the oath on Saturday, but Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh will have a ceremonial swearing-in at the White House this evening and will start hearing cases tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Your hidden power continues now at 34 past the hour with Uri Geller, mystifier, mind motivator, paranormalist. Uri, we've been talking about going to places to get inspiration. And then there are those who think that inspiration comes from within, that we don't need people like you, and others who are supposedly motivators. And I know over the years you have dealt with skepticism how do you guard yourself, and how do others who are sensitive and who are teachers guard themselves? Or do they speak for themselves and they don't have to? It's almost like sometimes, you know, I feel some of these people are apologizing for their gifts, which is, you know, there's so much skepticism around today, questioning integrity, that sort of thing. So I know you're not guarded at all when speaking. How did you get the confidence that you have to just keep going against, you know, sometimes some pretty nasty comments?
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring up the subject about motivation and inspiration, because just a couple of hours ago, I got an email from the Himalayas where we know a young man who is the son of our friend who went there to learn how to meditate the right way. And once you go through the course, which is about 6 weeks, they give you a meditation diploma, and they certify you to be a teacher or a guru of meditation. And a lot of people swear by meditation. It's relaxing, it's mind-expanding, it triggers your imagination, your visualization, and it makes you kind of more attuned to your consciousness and empowers you so you can be more successful in life. And I learned many, many years ago, decades ago, that whatever I do, there will always be controversy around me. There will always be those skeptics, as you say. We call them skeptics. Now, by the way, there are skeptics in any field, whether it's about global warming. There are those who fight about, yes, there is global warming, no, there isn't. Then there are the skeptics about gun control. Should Americans have guns or not? Politics, I mean, everything under the sun has skeptics in the corner somewhere trying to debunk what others say. I learned how to, like you mentioned the word guard myself, by basically building a shield around me of, it's an invisible shield that protects me, but it comes from within. What I do is I simply ignore the negativity around me. Mm-hmm. I ignore skeptics. I let them rage and I let them fight, because I also see it as free publicity. I mean, let's face it, the skeptics gave me the longevity I have. If it wasn't for the skeptics, I think I would have been kind of gone. Nobody would know the name Uri Geller. But the more they speak about me, you know, the old saying that actually, the very famous saying that Oscar Wilde came up with, he said that there's only one worse thing in life than being talked about, and that's not being talked about. Mm-hmm. So for me, skeptics contributed to my career. To others who don't really need skeptics for their careers, simply ignore. Do not surround yourself with negative people. Keep away from losers. Keep away from people who are envious, jealous. Those are the ones who create that negative energy, the negative force. And, you know, it's really up to you to ignore it and just get on with your life and surround yourself with positive people, positive outlooks, positive environment, positive places. I think you can do it. And that's how I found this system. It really works. And I think you're the same, Doug. I mean, look, you've got your share of people who email you nasty emails. Am I right?
I have my detractors. Yes, I do. And I like you, although I don't know if I do it consciously. I tend to have, I used to be affected. If you listen to me 20 years ago, and when somebody would send me, take a shot at me or send me something nasty, I'd read it on the air and then I'd take a shot at them. But I don't do that anymore because I don't know that it gets anywhere, frankly. It doesn't offer anybody something positive. There's no hope. I'm a great believer in hope as a strategy. I think we need to give people a reason to have a better day today than they had yesterday. Give them hope that things are not going to be as bad as they may think they are, or as they seem to be, or maybe they actually are for people. It's hope.
Exactly, Doug. you're doing the right thing. Ignore, don't fight back. Because look, hey, let me teach you all a good sentence. Show me a successful man, and I will show you controversy. So everyone who is successful, they've got something controversial about them, how they got to where they are, their personality, their character, the job they're doing, whatever they're producing, there is controversy. And people tend to be envious, jealous, or people tend to hate what you are saying. Now, especially in the radio business, you're being heard. You're in the driving seat, so people are listening to you, whether it's at home, on their mobile phones, in their cars, and you're producing, you're laying out your theories, your own feelings about things. Whenever you're asking questions from your guests, you're displaying, you're kind of peeling off their certain camouflage that they have around them, and you get to the point, and people like that.
Well,
so Doug, my advice is just continue being you. There's nothing like being you. I always remember that the secret of success is originality. Mm-hmm. So if you create original things on your show, you will be successful. More people will want to hear you. And just ignore the negative emails. And then that will kind of ebb away. It will wane away as these skeptics see that you're not answering them.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, that's why I do things like this weekly conversation, Your Hidden Power, you coming on to go through your experiences. And yeah, I've known you for 24, 25 years, and I don't know what life was like. I think every once in a while how you, in particular, have inspired me. We become friends, and so there's an equality, but I don't know that I inspire you the way you inspire me. I think we have a great friendship, but I'm not sure that I contribute to it in the way that you contribute to my well-being. Your well-being may not be enhanced as much by knowing me as my well-being is enhanced by knowing you. Does that make sense?
Well, let me finish the conversation by saying that's not true. Friendship inspires full stop. So let's remember that.
That's a great way of putting it, yeah. All right, so there, you've just inspired me again. And everybody else? All right, pal, I'll talk to you later. Uri Geller, go to his website and be inspired. URIGELLER. UriGeller.com. Up next, our psychic spirit, the psychic scout, Mary O'Malley.
Can simply watching your favorite television chef whipping up a delightful gourmet meal make you fat? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. As the number of cooking shows and celebrity chefs has exploded, so has America's waistline. If you take comfort in snuggling up with Jamie Oliver as he grills a rustic pizza, or Nigella Lawson as she drowns in chocolate, then beware. A new study warns, watching these shows regularly can cause you to pack on the pounds when cooking in your own kitchen. Shockingly, they found that women who learn about cooking from TV have a higher body mass index. Conversely, women who watch nature shows instead of food shows made healthier food choices. Besides the obvious fact that watching people cook can make you hungry, at home, the reality of portion sizes and healthy nutrition comes into play. No amount of good old-fashioned home-cooked comfort food will help in that regard.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 44 minutes after the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Mary O'Malley, the so-called psychic scout. Go to psychicscout.com as she has opportunities there for you to learn more about yourself. That seems to be our theme today, Mary, learning more about yourself. But isn't that the theme every day when you get right down to brass tacks, isn't it, that we all want to know more about our energy, what makes us tick,
Where do we go? What do we do? How do we do it? That sort of thing. You ever get tired? You ever feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders because people dump all their junk on you?
Sometimes. Sometimes. It depends on the situation. You know, a lot of times we just don't have anybody to go to that isn't personally involved in our life to talk something out, you know, where you just need a blank slate, a mirror. So a lot of times I'm the mirror for that person, and they usually find their own answer if they just get a chance to talk it out loud. You know, it's just part of being the psychic, and the guides are hearing what they say, and, you know, it's a good way to get a bigger perspective on things. That, you know, sometimes people habitually dump all their stuff, and I'm like, no, that's not my job.
Well, but the other side, there are a lot of people who are their own worst enemies, and one of the things that comes about, speaking of dumping, is and energy and stuff. If you've got a lot of clutter, I'm just going through my office, and there's stuff piled up. There's a new cabinet in there, and there's lots of old files. And when I walk through there, I think, I want to do something about this. But then I think, oh, this will take a half hour, 45 minutes. I don't have it right now. So I keep walking by it. Is that the kind of stuff that slows? Doesn't that slow people down sometimes?
Yes, it does. I've been in the same apartment for 20 years, and I have stuff in the back of the cupboards that have been here since I moved in that I've never seen. And I'm going through that myself, a purge, you know, start getting rid of things. So, you know, our lives are cluttered up. We have a lot of things going on, a lot of things to do, a lot of things we're responsible for, and it makes life easier if your environment isn't cluttered at the same time.
So you need to clutter out, you need to unclutter, clutter out, good, Dick, that's a good expression. You need to unclutter. I'm seeing, excuse me, in my imagination at the moment, a kind of a tree branches, and the using of putting together the branch of the tree to sweep things out. And does that allow you to let new things in? I think a lot of people think that that's what happens. It lets new things in, right?
It does. It creates the space for new things to come in, for new energy to come in into the environment and into yourself. So it's like for relationships, they say, you know, empty out a couple drawers in your dresser and make some room in the closet. If you're looking for a new relationship, make room for that person, you know? So it's the same kind of thing.
All right. So let me ask you a tough question.
Okay.
I saw something online as I do my research for this program. I'm always Googling various things that have to do with this sort of work. And I saw that a psychic had to repay $3.5 million to a woman for exorcisms. Did you see that? The kind of thing? I don't understand how exorcisms work.
I didn't see that one, but I've seen others like it. You know, like any industry, there's people who push the limits. It makes us all look bad, you know.
Yeah, people who take advantage. I remember going through in Philadelphia when I was working there. I was on a remote broadcast out on the pier. I don't even remember. Isn't it funny? I remember that. And there was sort of a cavalcade of sensitive people that were on display. And one woman came running over to me. She introduced herself as Madam somebody or other, and she said, for $500, I can clear all that negative energy around you. I can see it. Your aura is black. And so I didn't go for it, fortunately, but I don't know that somebody running over to me and saying, for $500, I can clear your aura, is something that gives the business a good name. You agree?
I agree. It happened to a friend of mine. He's a little overweight, and somebody came up and said, I can balance your chakras and get your blood pressure down. And she's been exercising and working really hard and just had a clean bill of health from the doctor. Her blood pressure's fine. Everything's fine. You know, it's not all right to take advantage of people.
Well, it is all right to go to you. Go to psychicscout.com, Mary O'Malley.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 53 after the hour, your hidden power. Now, with our astrologer, Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is your astrological light beacon and the author of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work, here to talk about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. That happens this week, first time in 12 years. So I have a few Scorpios in my life. Is this only good for those who have birth sign of Scorpio, or is this good for moon sign Scorpio? What is this? The Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio, good for?
Good morning. Well, Jupiter is the planet that brings goodness, brings benefits, brings goodness, brings opportunity for positive change in a person's life, and overall brings this energy. And now Scorpio, of course, we know, is the sign of the people that are quite tenacious, will go after what they want and go all the way down as far as they have to go to get the answer.
Are we always successful?
The natural detectives of the zodiac.
Are we always successful? That's the question.
Well, you know, you have to determine and decide what success is. If you believe that success is going after your goal and making a statement about what you think is right, then you're a success. You know, the saying goes, I'd rather fail at something I tried hard at than not try hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
So to your second question about who will benefit, everyone will. So no matter your sun sign, your moon sign, your ascendant sign, wherever Scorpio appears in your birth chart, it will be where that support and ultimate success will be the most prevalent. So it's important to, with this event only happening once every 12 years, for you to pay attention, get your chart done by a reputable astrologer, and take a look at where that Jupiter transit or that Scorpio energy is going to be able to support your life. And that is probably the best way for you to gather any kind of, you know, to me, Jupiter brings us the strength and the passion to go after what we want. And then hopefully it will be a success. You know, of course, it all depends. Scorpio takes on some pretty powerful,
challenges.
I would say, challenges. Yeah, yes, yeah. Absolutely right. And some of them are quite successful. You know, is every endeavor we go after a success? Again, it depends on how
defining
we determine
success.
It.
Yeah, defining success. So if you're looking for a good person to get a reading from, that wasn't why Maria said what she did, but I'm going to say it for her. The problem is nobody can spell her name. So if you go to SMBWorks at earthling.net, you can find
me. Just give me a hello. This is so and so, and I heard you on Good Day with Doug Steffen. And I will definitely get back with you.
All right. Well, I should get back to everybody, but just it makes it, you get into the front of the line, perhaps. Let's go back to the meanings. In this circumstance, we're talking about Jupiter entering the sign of Scorpio. Who figured this all out? You've become a student of it, you've learned it, but where did the initial information come from? Who did the research? Who put all of this together?
Yes, oh my goodness. Years and years and years of studying. So at one time, astronomy and astrology were one study first. And then as they started realizing the effect of how these planets would move around, and what kind of effect they had on different people and how the planets affected. So it was through, I will say, the tenacity of many young, early astrologers, astronomers. As I said, first it was just astronomy because they noticed what was going on in the sky and how it affected people on the planet and crops and weather. And that's how it all started. And then they broke it down more and more and more and more to this.
The astrologers and astronomers. So it is. It's fascinating how you put all of this together. It's like learning math or science or anything. It is a science. So you want to talk to Maria, SMBWorks at earthling.net. This is your hidden power.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.